Well, after that, I'd already had 3 tours overseas, 1 tour in England as in combat, and later had a tour in just at the end of the war, 46 to 48, in Okinawa for about a year and a half, and left them at home. And then in the mid-50s, I was sent up to Thule in northern Greenland for a year and left them at home. And it came up to 1965, when I was approaching 24 years in the military. So that's when I was the commander of my field maintenance squadron at the time. I was still on flying duty, and so we took a Goonie Bird, that's a C-47, took it to haul some Strategic Air Command personnel. We were part of the Strategic Air Command, or SAC as we called it. I had to take some of their personnel to some of the outlying sites down in Oregon, like stopping at Portland and so forth. And I learned by looking at my manifest that they were from the personnel section at headquarters Strategic Air Command in Offutt Air Force Base in Omaha. So I turned the controls over to the co-pilot there, and I says, I'm going back and talk to this chief of personnel back there. And I said to him, when I saw him, I says, I've been stationed at Lockbourne Air Force Base there in Columbus for 8 years. I'm eligible for tour retirement. I says, I've got 23 years. And I says, do you have anything open down in Florida where I can spend my last years in the military? He says, you mean you've been stationed here for 8 years? Why, you're red hot to go to Vietnam. Well, of course, the Vietnam business had just started a little bit before. And when I came back from the flight, came home, I said to Sybil what had happened there. She said, what time does the personnel office open tomorrow morning? I didn't have to ask any questions. I knew what she meant, and I did it. I met them. I was there when they opened up the next morning. I says, I want to put in for retirement. So I put in for retirement there, and I asked the personnel chief, I says, how safe is this now? Can I be, if something happens after I sign this, I says, can it be called off? He says, negative. He says, you put in for retirement and we accept it. Says, you'll retire. Well, that same personnel office, about 10 days later, called me at my office and says, I've got a Twix for you. That was a military message. Got the message. And says, you need to come over to the personnel office and read it. Well, when I got over there and opened it up, says, you have been reassigned to Tonson Hut Air Base in Vietnam, in Saigon, and to report immediately to be the chief of maintenance there. And I just laugh like I laugh right now. And I says, we're colonel. I was a lieutenant colonel at the time also. I says, that's hilarious, isn't it? I says, I'm safe, right? He says, you're safe. Because Sybil had said, I don't want you ever to leave me again. Says, I've been away too much, we lost our son. And says, if you went over there, first place, you may not come back. And the first and the other is we're going to be apart. So I retired in about 6 months then in January of 1966. Got credit for 24 years of service. Pay-wise, that means 60% of base pay for retirement.